Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Hey everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Metanoia Madness. I'm your host Nicholas, music creator, entrepreneur turned podcaster, lover of all things spiritual, mystical, and unknown. This is episode 36, Why You Haven't Created the Life You Want. Take control of choices and habits. Welcome to another episode of Metanoia Madness. I'm Nicholas, and today we're touching on a topic that hits the heart of self-growth and transformation. If you've ever wondered why you haven't created the life you want, despite your goals and ambitions, this is the episode for you. Here's the truth. The gap between where you are and where you want to be has very little to do with your circumstances, and everything to do with your habits and choices. We live in a world that teaches us to blame external factors for where we're at. Our job, our past, our relationships, even luck. But what if I told you that most of what's holding you back is internal? It's the daily habits and choices you're making, the ones you might not even realize are shaping your reality. In this episode, we'll uncover why circumstances are only a small part of the equation. We'll explore how habits define your life, why it's essential to get out of your own way, and how to take radical responsibility for the choices you make. This is your wake-up call, a reminder that the life you want is not just a distant dream, but a reachable reality. And I'm excited to walk you through the journey of taking back control. Now that we've laid out the foundation by understanding how much of our life is shaped by our own choices, let's go deeper. If habits are building blocks of our reality, then we should start with how they work at the core level. Introducing the habit loop. A simple yet powerful concept that explains how habits are formed, reinforced, and most importantly, how they can be broken. The habit loop consists of three parts: the cue, routine, and reward. First, a cue triggers your brain to initiate a behavior. Next, the routine is the behavior itself. Finally, the reward reinforces the habit, giving your brain a reason to repeat it in the future. This loop governs much of our day-to-day life. From how we eat to how we manage stress. You might not even realize it, but most of our habits operate on autopilot. Our brain is wired to conserve energy, so it relies on these loops to simplify decisions. But this also means if our habits are destructive, if we're unconsciously reinforcing negative patterns, it can keep us stuck in cycles that don't serve us. Take a moment to think about your own habits. What are some behaviors you find yourself repeating that aren't aligned with the life you want? Often these patterns are deeply ingrained, and they're harder to break because they're designed to make us feel comfortable. Even if the result isn't beneficial, we keep returning to it because of a short-term reward our brain craves. I've recently turned over, a new leaf in my fitness journey. I started doing 36-hour intermittent fasting and then eating within a 12-hour window, on top of also doing a huge calorie deficit and locked in the gym. Now, I've always been physical, I've always worked out, but this is the first time that I'm no longer making excuses. Like these habits that I'd have where I'd go to the gym and then I'd get out of the gym and I'd go eat whatever, or I wouldn't be aware of the calories or honestly the chemicals, the substances, anything that I was putting in my body. And so this is the first time that I became aware of this loop where I was not doing what I should be doing as far as my health goes. This shift required me not only to break old habits, but to create new ones that align with my goals. Previously, stress would cue this routine of unhealthy eating, and the immediate reward was comfort. But consciously, I've been able to recognize this habit loop, and I've replaced it with a new routine. Now, in those moments when I feel the same stress, it cues me to walk outside, or to go to the gym, or to write for the podcast or create music, just something else that fills that part of the loop. So at that point, the reward becomes not only a physical relief, but also it offers me emotional clarity. The habit loop shows that changing a behavior doesn't happen by eliminating it entirely. It's about replacing one part of the loop. You still have the cue and the reward, but the routine shifts, aligning you with a life you want to create. The key to harnessing the habit loop is recognizing that every choice you make, no matter how small, is either reinforcing the life you have or creating the life you desire. While understanding and reshaping habits is crucial, it's important to recognize that we often face internal roadblocks that make these changes difficult. These psychological barriers, fear, self-doubt, procrastination, often creep in, keeping us stuck in the same patterns, even when we consciously know better. Let's explore these barriers, where they come from, how they manifest in our daily lives, and most importantly, how to overcome them. Psychological barriers are often the silent, invisible walls that stand between us and the life we want to create. These barriers aren't always obvious, but they show up in the form of limiting beliefs, self-doubt, fear, and even perfectionism. They're the voice inside your head that tells you, you're not ready. You'll fail if you try. The challenge is that these barriers become so ingrained in our thinking that we start to believe they're a part of who we are. Let me ask you, how often have you avoided taking action because of that voice? It can be subtle, a whisper that convinces you to play small, to stay comfortable, and to protect yourself from potential failure or rejection. But here's the truth. Those thoughts are just patterns. They're not who you are. Take limiting beliefs, for example. They're deeply held assumptions that have been built over time, often formed in childhood or through past experiences. These beliefs shape our decisions, whether we realize it or not. Think about a time when you wanted to pursue a goal but felt held back. Did you believe you weren't smart enough, capable enough, or worthy enough? These are psychological barriers that needed dismantling to move forward. Fear is another major psychological hurdle. Fear of failure is obvious, but fear of success can be just as powerful. What if achieving your dreams changes your life in ways that you're not prepared for? What if success comes with more responsibility than you expected? These fears keep us locked in place, convincing us that where we are is safer than the unknown. But safety isn't always what we need for growth. Self-sabotage is another barrier many of us face. It's when we consciously or unconsciously undermine our own efforts to succeed. Have you ever started making progress on a goal only to suddenly procrastinate or become overly critical of your work? This happens when we don't fully believe we deserve the success we're chasing. Self-sabotage is often a defense mechanism, a way to protect ourselves from potential disappointment. The good news is that these barriers aren't permanent. They can be dismantled and overcome, but it starts with recognizing their presence. The next step is to challenge them. Ask yourself, where did this belief come from? Is it even true? Often when we shine the light on our psychological barriers, we realize they don't hold as much weight as we thought. In fact, you can reframe your barriers as opportunities. Each limiting belief or fear you encounter is a sign pointing you toward where you need to grow. By facing these barriers head on, you turn them into stepping stones that help you unlock your true potential. When we think about creating change in our lives, willpower is often the first thing that comes to mind. We believe that if we just try harder, push more, or muster enough self-discipline, we'll reach our goals. But the truth is, willpower alone is not sustainable. It would be like trying to take a road trip on a single tank of gas. Eventually, it'll run out. And when it does, we often find ourselves reverting to old habits. This is where systems come in. Systems are the structures, routines, and habits that you put in place to support your goals. Unlike willpower, systems don't rely on constant effort or motivation. They are automatic processes that guide your behavior without you having to think about them all the time. A system is like a map for your road trip. Along with planned fuel stops, it ensures that even when your willpower is low, you're still moving forward. Think of it this way. Willpower is great for getting started, but systems are what keep you going. For example, let's say you want to get into shape. You might start with the best intentions, fueled with willpower, But if you don't have a system in place, like a set workout schedule, meal prep routine, or a supportive community, eventually your willpower will weaken and it becomes easy to skip a workout or reach for the junk food. The key to lasting change isn't about constantly fighting against your natural tendencies with willpower. It's about creating systems that make the behaviors you want automatic and effortless. For instance, instead of relying on willpower to eat healthy, create a system where you meal prep once a week so that healthy options are always available. Instead of relying on willpower to exercise, build a system where you work out at the same time every day, making it a non-negotiable part of your routine. One of the reasons systems work so well is because they remove decision fatigue. Every time you have to make a decision, you use up a little bit of mental energy. Over time, this can wear down your willpower. But when you have a system in place, the decisions are already made for you. You don't have to decide whether or not to work out or what to eat. It's part of the system. So you just follow through. Ultimately, systems create the environment for success. They set you up to win even on days when motivation is low or stress is high. So while willpower might get you started, it's the systems you build that will carry you to the finish line. One of the most transformative realizations in life is that our choices hold more power than our circumstances. Often, people believe that external factors, whether that's upbringing, finances, or relationships, dictate the course of our lives. But the truth is, it's not your circumstances that determine your future. It's how you choose to respond to them. Imagine two people who face the same setback, like being laid off from a job. One person might spiral into self-doubt, feeling that the world has come crashing down, while the other views the layoff as an opportunity for reinvention. They might take the time to pursue a long-held passion or learn new skills that could lead them to something greater. It's not the situation itself that defines these two individuals. It's the choices they make in response to that situation. Understanding this distinction between circumstances and choices is incredibly liberating. It means that while you can't always control what happens to you, you have full control over how you respond. Each choice you make in reaction to life's obstacles shapes your path moving forward. The key is to see every challenge, every failure, not as something that happens to you, but as something that happens for you. An opportunity to grow, adapt, and move closer to the life you want. Now, this doesn't mean your circumstances don't matter at all. They do. But they're not the final say in how your life turns out. When you focus solely on circumstances, you give away your power to external forces. But when you shift your focus inward and you take responsibility for your choices, you reclaim your power. It's in those everyday decisions, whether to hit snooze or wake up early, whether to react with frustration or with patience, that you build the life you want. This shift in perspective is critical for breaking free from the victim mindset. It's easy to look around and point to external factors as the reason for why you haven't achieved what you want. But when you start viewing life through a lens of choice, you realize you're not stuck. You're in control. Circumstances may set the stage, but your choices write the script. It's also important to understand that choices compound over time. Small, seemingly insignificant decisions can make a massive impact on the trajectory of your life. Think of every choice as a seed. Some seeds grow into a powerful oak, providing shade and strength. Others wither away because they weren't nurtured. When you choose to nurture the seeds of your positive change, whether that's choosing to invest in a skill, repair a relationship, or push forward in the face of fear, you're planting the seeds for your future success. At its core, this is a mindset shift. Instead of waiting for circumstances to align perfectly, start taking action now. The life you want isn't something that happens to you. It's something you create, step by step, choice by choice. By choosing empowerment over passivity, growth over stagnation, you begin to align your life with the vision you have for it. In addition to your choices, the environment you choose to operate in significantly impacts your ability to make empowered decisions. Your environment includes not just the physical spaces you occupy, but also the people you surround yourself with, the media you consume, and the habits you nurture. If you consistently place yourself in environments that reinforce limiting beliefs or negativity, it becomes much harder to make empowered choices. Let's take the concept of environmental design. Imagine you're trying to cultivate healthier eating habits. If your kitchen is stocked with junk food, your environment is setting you up to fail, regardless of your willpower. The same principle applies to your mental and emotional health. If you're surrounded by people who are always negative, doubting, or discouraging, you're more likely to internalize those doubts. However, when you actively choose to design an environment that supports your growth, whether it's through healthy relationships, inspiring content, or empowering routines, you set yourself up for success. This leads to a deeper understanding of how your mindset and your environment are interconnected. By carefully curating your environment, you reinforce a mindset that supports your growth. If you surround yourself with positive influences, you start making decisions aligned with your goals more effortlessly. It's like stacking the deck in your favor by designing an environment that aligns with your desired outcome. Additionally, the role of self-compassion in making these decisions can't be overlooked. We often focus so much on pushing ourselves to do better that we forget to acknowledge the emotional toll of change. Change is hard, and sometimes you will slip up and make choices that don't align with your goals. In these moments, self-compassion plays a critical role. Rather than beating yourself up over a mistake, practice kindness towards yourself. Recognize that growth is a process, not a straight line, and each choice, even the ones that feel like a misstep, is an opportunity to learn. Lastly, delayed gratification is another essential layer in the context of choices over circumstances. The choices that yield the most significant reward often require time and patience. In today's fast-paced world, it's easy to fall into a trap seeking immediate results. But the most meaningful changes, whether it's improving health, building a successful career, or nurturing relationships, are the result of small, consistent actions over time. The ability to delay gratification, to make choices that may not give you an immediate payoff, but will lead to long-term benefits, is one of the most powerful skills you can develop. This strengthens your capacity to stay focused on your ultimate goals, even when external circumstances are less than ideal. When it comes to creating meaningful change, it's essential to understand that the process doesn't happen overnight. While it's easy to get caught up in the idea of immediate transformation, real change requires commitment, time, and thoughtful strategy. Often we set big, ambitious goals but forget to put in place the small, consistent steps needed to achieve them. So how can we bridge the gap between where we are and where we want to be? Let's break down some practical steps that you can take today to start creating the life you want. The first step is awareness. You cannot change what you're not aware of. So take some time to observe your habits, choices, and mindset. Are there reoccurring patterns that keep holding you back? Are there specific moments throughout your day where you feel stuck or frustrated? The more you become aware of these moments, the better equipped you'll be to make a change. Self-awareness is the foundation for all growth. Without it, you'll find yourself repeating the same cycles without understanding why. Once you've identified the areas in your life that need change, the next step is to break things down. Sometimes we overwhelm ourselves by focusing on the magnitude of change we want to make. We see the mountain ahead of us and feel discouraged by its height. But real transformation doesn't come from scaling a mountain all at once. It comes from taking small, manageable steps every single day. Break down your goals into smaller, actionable steps. For example, if your goal is to improve physical health, start by committing to a 30-minute workout each day. Over time, small steps will compound into significant change. Accountability is another crucial element in making lasting changes. It's one thing to set a goal, but it's another to hold yourself accountable for taking action. Find someone you trust, a friend, family member, or even a mentor who can support you on your journey. Having someone to check in with you can make a huge difference. They'll help keep you on track, encourage you when you feel like giving up, and celebrate your victories along the way. If you don't have someone in your immediate circle, consider joining a community or a group that shares similar goals. That's kind of why I push so heavy on the Metanoia Madness community, because I mean, I think there's a lot of people out there that don't have that, that don't have the support, they don't have somebody that can hold them accountable or someone that they can talk to about what it is that they want to accomplish in their life. And honestly, I think that's what made me start this podcast, is I want to create that community. Because surrounding yourself with like-minded individuals can create a sense of belonging and make the journey feel less daunting. The next step is to embrace the discomfort. Change is not easy, and often it's uncomfortable, challenging, and even painful at times. But discomfort is where growth happens. If you're serious about creating the life you want, you need to become comfortable with being uncomfortable. When you push beyond your comfort zone, you're signaling to your brain that you're ready for something new. This process rewires your brain to adapt to the changes you're making. And over time, what once felt uncomfortable will become second nature. Another practical step is to focus on building positive habits rather than eliminating negative ones. It's easy to get caught up in what we want to stop doing, whether that's breaking a bad habit or avoiding certain behaviors. But instead of focusing on the negative, try redirecting your energy towards creating new, positive habits. For example, if you want to stop spending hours on social media, don't just tell yourself to stop. Instead, replace that time with something productive, like reading, journaling, or exercising. By introducing positive habits, you'll naturally crowd out the negative ones. Additionally, it's important to recognize the power of celebrating small wins. Often, we wait for the big moment of achievement before we allow ourselves to feel proud or accomplished. But change is made up of small victories along the way, and it's essential to celebrate those. Did you stick to your morning routine this week? Celebrate that. Did you resist the urge to fall back into old habits? Acknowledge it. These small wins add up, and they fuel your motivation to keep going. Another key step in creating lasting change is learning to adapt and pivot. Life is unpredictable, and sometimes despite our best efforts, things don't go as planned. When faced with the unexpected obstacles, it's essential to stay flexible. If something isn't working out, don't be afraid to adjust your approach. The ability to pivot when needed is a hallmark of resilience. Understand that the path to success is rarely a straight line. It's filled with twists and turns, and your ability to navigate them will determine how far you go. Lastly, visualization is a powerful tool for manifesting the life you want. Take time each day to visualize yourself living the life you desire. See yourself making choices that align with your goals. Feel the emotions of achieving dreams. This process helps reinforce your belief in yourself and keeps you focused on your desired outcome. When you visualize success, you train your mind to recognize opportunities that will help you get there. Incorporating these practical steps into your daily life creates a blueprint for change. Remember, it's not about being perfect. It's about making consistent, intentional choices that move you closer to the life you want to create. Change is a journey, and with each small step, you're moving in the right direction. Keep going. As we wrap up this episode of Metanoia Madness, I want you to take a moment and reflect on everything we've talked about. The life you want isn't some distant, unreachable dream. It's right here, waiting for you to step into it. But remember, it's not circumstances that define your future. It's the choices you make every single day. It's the habits you cultivate, the mindset you choose, and the power you claim over your own life. Growth doesn't happen overnight, and change isn't always comfortable. But the beauty lies in knowing that every step you take, no matter how small, is moving you closer to the life you envision. You're not stuck, you're in control, and with each conscious choice, each moment of self-awareness, you're shaping the person you're becoming. I hope today's episode sparks something within you, a desire to take action, to challenge your limiting beliefs, and to create lasting change. I encourage you to embrace this journey with all its ups and downs, knowing that every part of it is an opportunity for growth. Thank you for being here with me, for showing up for yourself, and for committing to this path of transformation. If today's episode resonated with you, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Share your insights, your challenges, your victories with me on the Metanoia Matters community. We're all in this together. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, check out our website for more resources, and sign up for our newsletter to stay connected. Keep choosing growth. Keep believing in your potential. And keep taking steps towards the life you deserve. Until next week, I'm Nicholas, signing off.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Cobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.